कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत आदर्श सदि गौर भक्तवृंद आरूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ इच्छाई गोषाई करी चरण वंदन जह हईते विघ्ननाश अभिष्ट पुराण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस दंडवत प्रणाम सो द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव नितला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री वाम गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव टू एंटायर रूपानुकार्य गुरुवर्ग एंड टू ऑल द वैष्णवस वैष्णवीज प्रेजेंट एंड टू एस्पेशली श्री गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी हूज तिरुभाव तिथि वी आर ऑब्जर्विंग टुडे एंड हिज ग्लोरियस फैमिली नो मोस्ट ग्लोरियस फैमिली ऑफ श्री व्यंकट भट्ट His father, Shri Thirumal Bhatta, his uncle, and also Shri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who is also his uncle. No, so like, actually, this tithi is a continuation of Shri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's glories. No, if you think about it deeply, because like 2 days, like the day before, or rather 2 days before, was the Thirubhav tithi. Shri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. No, so we heard many glories about Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Because we don't really glorify him, you cannot possibly glorify Gopal Bhatta Goswami. No. If you cannot glorify Prabhupada, how can you glorify Param Gurudev? Wherever Param Gurudev's glories are, Prabhupada's glories are already included there. Wherever Gurudev's glories are, no, Param Gurudev's glories are automatically included there. And whenever you speak of the Vaishnavas also, Gurudev's glories are there. No, so you cannot possibly separate them. So we heard, no, previously from the Vaishnavas, we heard how Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, he met so many devotees. He met this Brahmin from South India in Kurmanchal, and he met Vasudev Vipra, you know, and he met even Rangapuri, who was like his Siksha Guru in Pandrapur. He met this Sri Ramdas Vipra, he met him also in South India. He met even Chaitanya Bhagavat, it says he met even Paramananda Puri also in Kanyakumari. No, so Mahaprabhu met so many. He met Raya Ramananda also. No, he met Raya Ramananda Prabhu also. But when Mahaprabhu had a discussion with Raya Ramananda Prabhu, he spoke about the Sarup of Radharani, the Sarup of Krishna. No. He spoke about Sadhya Tattva more. He did not speak about this sadhan. He spoke more about Sadhya. What is Prem? What is the nature of Srimati Radhika's Prem? But when he met Shri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, no, especially he discussed what is Rasupasana, Ragmayi Upasana, when he met him there. No. Mahaprabhu, he went everywhere, but he was looking for someone whom he could inspire from within to manifest the glories of Srimati Radhika. Why? We heard, no, that day, that Radhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam Param and Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. No, that among all Aradhanas, Vishnu's worship is topmost, but oh Devi, even amongst that, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. We heard that, you know, that Tadiya, especially when we speak of Vishnu here, who is this Vishnu? He is Krishna himself. So who is this Tadiya of Sri Krishna? Who is this most beloved of Sri Krishna? It is Srimati Radhika herself. No, so Mahaprabhu, he gave these instructions to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Then, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, we heard, was already a Vaikunthiya sannyasi. No, he was already a sannyasi in the Sri Vaishnava line. It is said his name before was Gopal Guru. And after sannyas, it became Prabodhananda Saraswati. No. So then, this way, we hear that Mahaprabhu, he found it very easy to give him instructions already because he had renounced everything already. No. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is already a small boy. So his uncle was already a little aged. So Mahaprabhu especially instilled this Radharas within him. He taught him who Srimati Radhika is. No. We heard that it is Radhika Charanapai, no, then Radhika Gungai, then Krishna Charanapai. Sing Radharani's glories and Krishna's lotus feet was automatically had, no. Radhikar Dasi Jadi Hoy Abhiman Shigra Milai Tava Gokula Khan. if you have this conception of being Srimati Radhika's maid servant, then automatically you'll achieve Krishna. No. Or else without Radharani's grace, what can you do? So this way, Mahaprabhu was inspiring Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur so much. I mean, you heard that he stayed with Rupa Goswami for 10 days, Sanatana Goswami for 2 months, but here he stayed 4 months, continuously speaking this Rastattva, because he wanted someone to establish these glories. So actually, we hear that Mahaprabhu, he got 2 books from South India. One was Brahma Samhita and one was Krishna Karnamrit. And we hear in Krishna Karnamrit, Mahaprabhu also liked this book very much. Although Billamangal Thakur is glorifying Srimati Radhika as like a maid servant of Krishna, still Mahaprabhu liked it very much. Why? Because he's like in the mood of Srimati Radhika, no? What is the desire of Srimati Radhika? The desire of Srimati Radhika is that she always be glorified in relation to Krishna. So therefore, when she is being glorified as a maid servant of Krishna, she is very happy actually. This way, no? So that's why Mahaprabhu is very happy with this book. But actually, he got a third book also. And what was that third book? That was this Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. No, this third book. That was the one that Mahaprabhu inspired within the heart of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. No. Like we heard that day, like all these verses are there, no? This Yatkin Karishu Bahusha Kalu Kakuvani Nityam Parasya Purushasya Shikanda Maule Tasya Kadaras Rasanidhe Rishabhanu Jayas Tatkeli Kunjang Marjani Shyam. No, Tatkeli Kunjang Marjani Shyam. Here Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is praying, when can I be a stick in this broom which is used to sweep the kunjas? And then he's playing, no, that even your Brahma Rudra Shuka Narabhata Bhishma Mukhe Alakshita Nasasya Purushasya Tasya Sadha Vashi Karana Churna Mananta Shaktim Tam Radhika Charana Renu Manusmarami. So here we see Mahaprabhu especially told Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur to leave Srirangam and go to Vrindavan. Why? Because Tam Radhika Charana Renu Anusmarami. This Vrindavan is full of this Radhika's Charan Renu. Srimati Radhika's Charan Renu, this foot us. So go there, he said. He said Srirangam is a Tirtha, no doubt, but you must be there in that land which is full of that abode, full of Anurag. Go there, he told him immediately. So therefore we hear Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is already a sannyasi, so he left. But Mahaprabhu told Gopal, the small boy, you must stay back and look after your parents. But you must go immediately. No. Then we hear how he wrote such beautiful verses in this Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. No. Yasya Vasananchala Kela Natta Tanyati Tanya Pavanena Kritartim Yogindra Durgamo Gatir Madhusudanopi Tasya Namastu Vrishabhanu Bhuvo Dishepi. He said, no. How that even once Srimati Radhika was in Man, she wouldn't want to meet Krishna, and just this air coming from Srimati Radhika's Anchal, when it entered into Krishna's nostrils, even that personality who the yogis can rarely attain, he becomes easily controlled. No. So this way, Prabhupada says, Dr. Swami, I'm praying to that direction from which this air is coming from that Anchal. No. Like once I remember the Vaishnavas were asking during Madhvacharya Stithi, that Madhvacharya, he is this Pranvayu. But how does this Pranvayu serve in Brajmandal? So then they said, how? Dhanyati Dhanya Pavanena Kritartamanim. That even this Pavandev, this Pranvayu, he becomes fully successful. How? When he moves Radhika's Anchal and when he enters Krishna's nostrils. No. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, we heard that day that even Rupa Goswami, first he wrote Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, first explaining Vaidya Bhakti and everything, and then he wrote Ujjal Nilamani. And we see even Sanatana Goswami, first he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, and even in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, the first two volumes he's gradually taking us, and third volume he's explaining what is Braj Bhakti. So all our acharyas, they're gradually taking us step by step. But Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, we see that from the very beginning, from the first verse to the very last verse of Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, is only spoken about Srimati Radhika. Nothing about Vaidya Bhakti. Why? Because Mahaprabhu, when he came, when he met the family there, he told Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur that previously Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, they gave this Vaikunthiya mark. But Aishwar Shatil Prem Nahim or Preet, such Aishwarya Mai Prem, I'm not especially fond of. I'm especially fond of this Anurag Mai Prem. No, this Prem Ras Aswadan, Korite Aswadan, and then Rag Lok Bhakti, Korite Pracharan. No, I've come to especially preach this Rag Lok, this Rag Bhakti. So we hear that he chose this great personality, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. You go and you preach everywhere. This glories of Srimati Radhika. So therefore he wrote so many books glorifying Vrindavan Dham, like Vrindavan Mahimamrit, Radha Rasa Sudanidhi. And especially in this book that the Vaishnavas are speaking about, this Bhakti Sar Maharaj's book, this about Mahaprabhu, there Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's Chaitanya Chandramrit is there. And there are 150 verses glorifying Mahaprabhu. 150, 160 verses. And every verse is like a gem, a priceless gem. Every verse, how he's glorified Mahaprabhu. No. Like, if you see in one way, that Chaitanya Chandramrit is not less than Radharas Sudanidhi also. It's not less than that. So, such wonderful explanations he has given of Mahaprabhu's glories. Especially of his Navdeep Leela also he has given. Although he wasn't there, such a wonderful glorification he has given. And there's a section called Mangala Charanani, where many verses glorifying Mahaprabhu are added there. And if you see, in that Mangala Charanani also, like we heard, these disciples of Prabhupada, they've collected verses from one of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's book called Sangeet Madhav. From even that book they've collected so many verses about Mahaprabhu and they've added in there. And even those verses are so beautiful. And even in Radharas Sudanidhi has glorified Mahaprabhu in some verses. And those verses are also there. So that prayer is not less than even Radharas Sudanidhi also. So this way he has glorified Mahaprabhu in such wonderful ways. No. Like Gurudev Vishnu says, Tunga Vidya Sakhi. And what is Tunga Vidya Sakhi's services? Tunga Vidya Sakhi's services is to cure someone of a snake bite, to speak with animals, to cheat her husband, and all these services. And he said that actually the first place you should begin when you do your Vrindavan Parikrama, the first place you should go to is Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Samadhi, he said. That is the first place, he said. There is actually a recording of this. He said that is the first place you should go to. He said just as the first place you go to in Navadvip Dham Parikrama is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir. Why? Because if you do Parikrama under his guidance, then you get the mercy of Mahaprabhu and all his associates. Similarly, if you do this Vrindavan Parikrama under the guidance of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, you will get the mercy of all the Brajavasis. Because he has glorified them in such a way, you know. So he said that is the first place you should go to. He said then you'll get Prabodh. What is the meaning of Prabodh? Prabodh means like Ashwasan, like hope, like consolation. That yes, somehow even though I have so many anarthas, I will advance on this path of Raja Bhakti. No, so you'll get that hope, he said. So therefore we see that even Billamangal Thakur is not glorified Radharani like how he has. Not even Jayadev Goswami also. No, Jayadev Goswami was a little hesitant to write this slok, no, this Smaragarala Kandaram Mama Sarasi Mandanam Dehi Pala Padam Dehi Pala Dehi Pada Pallavam Udharam, saying how can I write that Krishna's falling at the feet of Srimati Radhika? But still Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has written such nice glorifications, because he has said that even wherever Srimati Radhika is, Krishna must surely be present there. Why? Because you see, when Krishna went to Hastinapur, Dwaraka, Mathura, Radharani was not there. No, in these places she was not there. But wherever she is, Krishna is surely there, following her from behind. So therefore he said that when I glorify Srimati Radhika, Krishna is already there at all times. No. So that way we heard, like 2 days before also from the Vaishnavas, how that sometimes the grand disciple of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, his name is mentioned as the author of Radharas Sudanidhi. But actually if you see the grand disciple, he has written many, Sri Hithari Vansh has written many things in Hindi and not much in Sanskrit actually. So this is only one Sanskrit book which has been attributed to him. And it is said the first 2 verses written by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur have been removed. And like, and 2 other verses have been added. And actually it is on this very basis that they even say that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and Prakashananda Saraswati are the same personality. Why? Because in the first verse of Radharas Sudanidhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur saying, oh, Mahaprabhu has been so merciful to me that although I was like an impersonalist sannyasi, he delivered me. So on this very basis, they say that he is Prakashananda Saraswati, they say. But they don't realize that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur He's actually speaking like that in a mood of so much humility. He's speaking like that, not on his behalf, on behalf of all others. Therefore, he has spoken like that, he said. So, and he's the Gopi of Srimati, of Srimati Radhika, no, he's Tungavidya Sakhi. How can he be the same as Prakashananda Saraswati? In this Sahasranam, in this Gauranga Sahasranam by Chiranjeev Sen, Chiranjeev Sen is the father of Ramchandra Kaviraj and Govindas Kaviraj. There, he has mentioned some names of Mahaprabhu, like Murari Skanda Nartaka. Murari, the one who dances on the shoulders of Murari, and Varaha Bhava Aveshi. Varaha Bhava Aveshi means he was absorbed in the mood of Varahadev. So there, it is mentioned that when Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the mood of Varahadev, he was saying that Prakashananda, who has been afflicted with leprosy, he is saying such bad things about me. And although he has leprosy, still he is saying such bad things. So you see, Mahaprabhu is actually cursing him. How can he say the same things about Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who inspired this Radha Ras, whom he inspired within? So this way we see that Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, when he spent 4 months there, it was seen that the personality who imbibed his teachings most were Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And what did he do? Whatever he had imbibed from him, from Mahaprabhu, he gave everything to Gopal. No. Mahaprabhu, because obviously Gopal was a small boy, no? So Mahaprabhu was thinking that he told Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur that whatever this Radha Rasa I'm giving you, no, how to serve Srimati Radhika as a maid servant, no, especially Mahaprabhu, they were Sri Vaishnavas and he changed them. No, there's that verse, no, that Kasyana Bhava Deva Vidmahe Tavangri Renu Sparshadikara. Then he said, no, that Sri Lalana Acharat Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dridavrata. No, that Sri Devi herself, that Nagapati is praying that Kasyana Bhava Deva Vidmahe, that what has this Kaliya done that he has received the mercy of you? That Tavangri Renu Sparshadikara, that the foot dust that even Lakshmi, she doesn't have the qualification for. No, no. Even she doesn't have that, no. Therefore, it is said, no, the Sri Lalana Acharat, that even now she is having this greed. No. Tasya Kamam Lalana Acharat, that she is desiring that. And Vihaya Kaman Suchira Dridavrata. She has given up all desires and Suchiram. For a long time, she has had this firm vow, Dridavrata. So Mahaprabhu, he changed all of them. And he told Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur that, whatever I am giving you, you inspire within the heart of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And then he told him, you know, you go to Vrindavan. And there we heard that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he went to Kamyavan. And there he stayed near this Lukluki Kund, where Radharani and Krishna used to hide and seek. And also no one would come there, so he would do Nirjan Bhajan. And then he came to Kaliyadaha. Why? Because we've heard previously that Kaliyadaha is called Nandini Hirid. It's actually the pond of Srimati Radhika, this place. Nandini Hirid. So therefore he did his bhajan there. And we hear that also in Kaliyadaha, the foot dust of all the Brajavasis are present there. All the Brajavasis. Why? When Krishna was bound by the coils of Kaliya, no? Everyone was there. Except for Baladev Prabhu, everyone was there. Even Srimati Radhika and all the gopis. Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, no? To show the gopis that I'm such a good dancer. So therefore he stayed there to get the mercy of all the Brajavasis. And then he took his samadhi there also. His bhajan stali is there, his samadhi is there also. So therefore, if on this day, if anyone just goes to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi without going to his samadhi, then what is the use? No. Like everyone saying, oh, we just go to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi. No need to go to his samadhi. What is the use? No. Like, you just like, it's like when you speak about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his glories are included there. The entire family's glories are included there. They're like inseparable. No. So like first you go there, and you offer pranams to him, and then you go to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi to seek his blessings. No. Without the guru's blessings, how will you ever get the disciples' blessings? No. So we see, for those 4 months, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was there as a small boy. No, washing the cloth of Mahaprabhu, taking his remnants, serving him in so many ways. And Mahaprabhu, he was by his merciful glance, he was empowering Gopal. He was saying, in the future, you will carry this mission forward. And then, as when his parents passed away, then we hear that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he came to Vrindavan, and there Mahaprabhu, he offered him at the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan. He said, you stay here, they'll, you're there, your elder brothers. And he was already initiated by Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, who was so, who knew all the Vedas, Upanishads, everything. So therefore he was also expert in that, he was also expert in this Radharas also. So then we hear that Gopal Guru Goswami, because he couldn't meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu sent his own chadar to him, no? Even though you can have darshan of that chadar in the Radharaman temple, he sent his own chadar to him, saying, you keep this. I think he sent his door kopin also, saying, you keep this with you, no? Keep this, this is what you need most. No, like we hear that when Prataprudra Maharaj was not getting this mercy, then Nityananda Prabhu, he told Mahaprabhu, at least you give your chadar to him, because the chadar is non-different from you, this paraphernalia. No. So therefore this chadar was given to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, saying, you worship this as I'm absolutely there. So don't think I'm non-different from my paraphernalia. So Mahaprabhu sent his own chadar there. No. So this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was serving. And Bhakti Ratnakar, it is described that he used to have dreams of Mahaprabhu performing his Sankirtan Leela in Navadvip. No, and then I think before he came to Vrindavan, he went to this Gomati river. There he had this Saligram Shila. And there he also met this family. And they didn't have any children, and he blessed them. And the father, he said, the first son I have, I'll give to you in your service. So therefore, it is said that the first son, actually, he was Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciple, but he had no children. So I think the second son, his lineage is continuing now to this day. But who is the best of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciples? It's Srinivas Acharya, no? So we see how Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when he worshipped the Saligram Shila, he would not just do archan, he would do bhav seva. Mahaprabhu especially came to give this bhav seva. Now when Mahaprabhu offered this Giriraj to Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, then Raghunath Das Goswami, he is bathing this Giriraj with his tears, no? Holding it to his heart, head. This is bhav seva, no? Then this is how Gopal Bhatta Goswami served. Like that day we heard, no, how Sanatana Goswami, when he went there to Mathura, Madana, he was, what was he doing? He was taking this khichdi, blowing on it, making it cold, and putting it in Sadhana's mouth. And Sadhana, what was he doing? Taking this khichdi, making it cold, and giving it into Madana's mouth. No, this is how much love they had for each other. This is like this bhav seva, no? This is how the mother was serving. So this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami served in such ways, no, with this bhav seva. And then we see, because he's Srimati Radhika's maidservant, the Saligram Shila manifested as Sri Radharaman. And this Radharaman is what? Nothing but this prem, this mood of Prem Vilas Vivart, where Radharani herself has become Krishna and Krishna has become Radharani. Their roles are reversed. This counterclockwise love. So we know that this is how he served. Once, many years before, I read somewhere on the internet that there was one landlord, and he bought some things, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking, what can I do with this? And then Radharaman manifested. My God, that when I spoke this, I remember the Vaishnavas, they became like Narsingadev after that. They became so angry. My God, you know, it became like Narsingadev, saying Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Gunamanjari himself. He is the maidservant of Srimati Radhika, and you are saying that some landlord came and he gave some things, and he's like this, like, where do you hear this nonsense? No, that's why we must be very careful what we're reading on the internet also sometimes. But then, the next year, no, Arshamananda Prabhu, he spoke the same katha. He said the same thing, that the landlord came, and so again the Vaishnavas are thinking, you know, where are they getting all this from, you know? So this way, we must be very careful when we're speaking all these things, because rather than glorifying them, we're actually then minimizing their position. So here we see that this is how he served, with such bhav seva. And therefore we see that even though all the deities left Vrindavan, Radharaman, he always stayed here. He never left. He's always here. And by seeing him, Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan Darshan is had. And to see him, all the Goswamis would come. Everyone would come, all the associates of Mahaprabhu would come and have his darshan. Because in one way, he was like Mahaprabhu himself. So this way, we see that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, it is said that, how does he serve in Nityalila? We hear, no, how once Srinivas Acharya, he went into Samadhi. And Ramchandra Kaviraj also went into Samadhi. And then Srimati Radhika's nose ring had fallen inside Radhakund. So Ramchandra Kaviraj, he found it. He gave it to Srinivas Acharya in his Manjari form. He gave it to Gopal Bhattu Goswami. Gopal Bhattu Goswami gave it to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari gave it to Tungavidya Sakhi. Tungavidya Sakhi gave it to Lalita. Tungavidya gave it to Vishaka. Vishaka gave it to Lalita. And Lalita gave it to Srimati Radhika. This is how the line runs there. No, this parampara. So this is how he did his seva. And this is how he wrote so many books also. No, like Hari Bhakti Vilas, and all these granthas, no? And also he wrote the Sakre Sardipika, Sanskar Dipika that our Gurudev published. Therein everything is mentioned. When a child is born, how you should perform the Namkaran Sanskar, how you should have a couple married, how to take sannyas, how to follow this Brahmacharya Vrat, Vanaprastha, everything is given from top to bottom. No, and he is also, if you see, Hari Bhakti Vilas was compared by Sanatan Goswami. No, but Sanatan Goswami, he gave it in the name of Gopal Bhattu Goswami, saying, because I have associated with the Nawab, it should be under your name. And we see that their names are not even mentioned so explicitly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhattu Goswami, Prabodhana Saraswati Thakur's name. No, like even the Vaishnavas would say that when Gurudev would publish this Patrika, he would write many articles in the name of Satyapal Goyal and the others, no, because then people would be inspired. No, because this condition of being anonymous is like a very good quality. Because then, like we hear that pastime, no, that not that pastime, that incident that happened in Mathura, there was one devotee, he wrote his name on an offering, and the pujari, he told the pujari, offer this to Govardhan, offer this boga. And he said, this is not Govardhan's boga, this is your boga. Because you've already written your name on it. So how is this for Govardhan? This is yours, take it back, he told him, the pujari. No, so this is how they were. And we hear, lastly, how Gopal Bhattu Goswami, he chastised his disciple for not following Ekadashi. No, we see because Mahaprabhu himself, how he followed Ekadashi in Puri. The whole night he did Kirtan, glorifying Mahaprasad, and then he broke his fast. And he told his own mother, if you want to please me, then please follow Ekadashi. So how could Gopal Bhattu Goswami ever tolerate this? No, so therefore we see in one way, it is seen that he renounced his disciple. But actually we hear that Vaishnavas actually, they never renounce anyone actually. No, they never renounce actually. They're very merciful. They're Karuna Sindhu. No, how can they ever reject anyone forever? It's just that they're like reforming him. No, gradually. So therefore, we see on this sthiti, Gopal Bhattu Goswami, he entered into Samadhi. What is the meaning of Samadhi? Samadhi means he's attained the same intelligence, the same mood, and the same service as Rupmanjari. This is the meaning of Samadhi. So therefore, if we have to go to his Samadhi, like many people, they just go for Radharaman's Darshan without going to his Samadhi, without going to Narottam Thakur's Samadhi. Then what Darshan are they having? And how can you ever get Gopal Bhattu Goswami's blessings if you're not going to the Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati? No, and praying there. So I offer my Pushpanjali, whatever like tutti-futti broken words, at the lotus feet of these divine associates of Mahaprabhu, and I pray to Shri Gopal Bhattu Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Venkat Bhatt, Tirumal Bhatta, and Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that our nishtha in them will always increase more and more. And how can our nishtha in them increase? Only by having nishtha in their beloved Vaishnavas and Sri Guru. In Chagalpatru Bhishya Kribasanecha Vaitanam Bhavamika Vaishnavya Namo Namaha.
Om Agyan Kamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatru Vyascha Kripasindu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandambat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, again, we are observing the festival of the Virha Tirubhav Tithi of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In this month of Shravan, so many of these celebrations. So this is the sixth, this is every Shasti, the sixth lunar day. We're observing the disappearance, the Tirubhav of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, just few days after the disappearance of his Gurudev, you know, Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. So therefore, Vaishnava is giving this opportunity to glorify this personality. Of course, his glories are endless, and like little babies, trying to repeat something I've heard, and hopefully Vaishnavas will give blessings with this endeavor. So we already have heard how because of his humility you will not find so much details about his life. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami asked for blessings to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gave his blessings, but he told, never mention my name. And therefore, just once, and that is in that pastime in South India. For many days also, because of the start of Chaturmasya, then this pastime has always been, everyone knows now. So, but there's some reference to Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami's life, some references there in Bhakti Ratnakar. It is said that actually before he met Mahaprabhu in South India, he met Mahaprabhu when he was a small boy, and we heard this. Actually, even before that, it is said Mahaprabhu already sometimes giving him darshan. And when he had darshan of Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi, he actually became very sad. He was crying, and Mahaprabhu like pacifying him. This time, when Mahaprabhu came, indeed he saw Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. And then he had this opportunity to serve Mahaprabhu for 4 months, hearing Harikatha. So we can imagine that after that, when Mahaprabhu bid like farewell, like he's leaving, then everybody became very sad. It is said that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this boy Gopal, that time, he even fainted. He lost consciousness. And Mahaprabhu had to pacify and telling like, okay, I will stay for a few more days like this because of his affection for this family, and especially this Gopal Bhatta. Sometimes this we offer these obeisances to Mahaprabhu, Namastrikala Satyaya, Jagannathaya Sutaya Cha, Sabityaya Saputraya, Sakalatraya Tinamano. So there's mentioned there, Saputraya. First, offering obeisances to Namastrikala Satyaya, this supreme truth in all like aspects of time. The son of Jagannath Mishra, who is that Mahaprabhu? His servants, his children, it says. But his sannyasi, what children are you referring to? So Vaishnava explained. Actually, then they would consider like Gopal Bhatta Goswami is actually one of them. These like followers of Mahaprabhu, who is like he nourished from childhood, they are like considered like his children, like Gopal Guru Goswami, Jiva Goswami, like them. So then Mahaprabhu, you know, he gave that instruction to Gopal, you serve your parents, then later you come to Vrindavan. So while he was there with his parents, we know he's been trained very well by his uncle who gave him initiation, Prabodhananda Saraswati, his Gurudev. So like Jiva Goswami, his uncle also taking care of him. Who's that? Rupa Goswami. So, and giving everything. So the same way Prabodhananda Saraswati taking care very well, providing everything, all education and all spiritual like enlightenment to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Of course, we know they're eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. This is their pastime. But okay, when his parents left this world, then it is said that now he had this opportunity to go to Vrindavan. So therefore, he came to Vrindavan, he was welcomed by Rupa and Sanatan, who immediately sent message to Mahaprabhu in Puri. When Mahaprabhu knew about this, Mahaprabhu became very happy, immediately sending the same messenger who brought this message, sending him back with Mahaprabhu's wooden asan, with his like uttariya, this begging cloth, his kopin. So one time Vaishnava was explaining, like, what is this? Actually, it's a sign that Mahaprabhu giving him this sannyas. But not this like sannyas like, as in the varnashram dharma like sannyas. Meaning real sannyas, meaning this gopi bhav. Real renunciation, this vairagya from the word anurag. When so much anurag is there, automatically you will be renounced like this. So like all our Goswamis, they have given up all these circles of like aristocracy. Like they're not interested with that, and only living very like as if they're in like poverty, or like in coping, and like in this like torn clothes. But because like really they're not of this world, they are just absorbed in Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav Rasam Ritabdi Lahari, this ocean of Gopi Bhav. Like they're always immersed in all these like these waves of this ocean. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Mahaprabhu acknowledging, now be fully also like, you know, this begging cloth of sannyasis. It represents that when you're a beggar, it's actually like you're in that mood of I'm destitute. I'm completely helpless. I only depend on the Supreme Lord. That's why like brahmacharis, like sannyasis, or especially brahmacharis, their dharma is this bhiksha. And ultimately to help you, to help make them have this mood of complete dependence only on Krishna. Whatever comes, they accept. Take it only as Krishna's mercy. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was given by Mahaprabhu this cloth, also this kopin and this asan. Then, from that time on, he was associating with Rupa, Sanatan, also Raghunath Das Goswami later on. So it is said that from that time, it took like 4 years, then Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. When Mahaprabhu disappeared, like he was very, very much in so much separation mood. Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream and telling him, like, don't worry, I'll give you something. Mahaprabhu gave him instruction to go to Nepal. And that's why he did this pilgrimage. That's when he got this shalagram. We know, we've heard this story. So, anyhow, he had 12 shalagram shilas. One of them, the Damodar shila, like the biggest one, later on manifested as Radharaman. It is said that when he was on his way to Haridwar, it was like raining so hard, and so he took shelter in the house of a Brahmin. And this Brahmin, like, oh, welcome him and serve him very nicely. He saw that this Brahmin was, like, have no child. And so he gave blessing that, oh, may you have a devotee son, a great devotee son of, a great devotee of Krishna, like this. And the Brahmin said, then if I have a son, then I will offer you, I will offer that son to you. He will be your servant. So anyhow, when he was like back here in Vrindavan,
That's already like 10 years after. He said one time he was going to the Yamuna to take bath, and when he returned, then he saw sitting outside his bhajan kutir. We know where his bhajan kutir, near Radharaman temple, and now his samadhi. There, just sitting there, this boy, small boy. And when that boy saw him, he offered obeisances. And so he asked, "Who are you?" And he said, "Oh, I am this one son of a Brahman. My father has sent me here. I am your eternal servant. My name is Gopinath." And so then he remembered. So he became disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he became pujari of Radharaman until the end of his life. He was serving Radharaman. So that's why he was famous as Gopinath Pujari Goswami. Actually, he's nice thick brahmachari. That now this family line serving Radharaman, they are from the line of his brother, Damodar. So Damodar got initiation from him also. So they got all this mantra from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We of course we know one of his great disciples is Srinivas Acharya. So we can see from the life of the devotee, from the life of a disciple, the glory of the guru. So like Srinivas Acharya, how he has all this pastime of like this bhajan, like very absorbed. In one time he would be absorbed in his meditation. He would see Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu in his meditation there, Mahaprabhu would give him a garland. And when he come back in consciousness, then he see, oh, he's wearing this garland. Sometimes in his meditation, he would see the pastime of the gopis and Krishna playing holi. And there, his Gurudev, now Gunamanjari, calling him, "Come, help." And therefore, he's helping Srimati Radharani, throwing all these colors, like fighting with Krishna. Then they won. Then he came out of his consciousness. He came back in external consciousness. And then he finds himself always like fully covered with all these colors. So he said, like, how he come into this like great like opportunity or great like strength in bhajan, that is by mercy of his Gurudev training him to properly like doing this like bhajan. Of course, he learned all Siddhanta from Srila Jiva Goswami. Our Srila Jiva Goswami, he wrote this Satsandarbhas, the six Sandarbhas, which is like the like very comprehensive like exposition, very systematic exposition of really of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is like the if you want to know like very deeply our philosophy, which really can be classified into three, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. Then, of course, in this Sambandha, then there's aspects to that. There's all this Bhagavat Tattva, Paramatma Tattva, also like, so like Jiva, he writing Tattva Sandarbha, which telling all about like Tattva, about like Maya Tattva, about the Jiva, like this. Now, but then he's talking, then he talk about Bhagavat Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Paramatma Sandarbha. So these are all under Sambandha. Then there's Bhakti Sandarbha, which is all about Abhideya, and then there's Priti Sandarbha, all about Prem, which is Prayojan. So if like all this very like say Jaiva Dharma, for example, many of these points are coming from all these writings of Jiva Goswami, especially the Satsandarbhas. So for us, these are like the very foundation in all like our philosophy. So this Sandarbhas, it is said that this all coming, it actually Jiva Goswami, he told he has done this book from the outline of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He first wrote that the concept of this, like the six sandarbhas, but it was not very systematic. Like there's some just like concept of that and some notes about it. And Jiva Goswami said, then I put it in proper like system with all like evidence from Madhvacharya, from all the, like the different acharyas, and then he made this. So this how they. Our six Goswamis at that time, they were, it's like they're fulfilling this desire of Mahaprabhu. So also, we just heard Sanatan Goswami, he manifested this Hari Bhakti Vilas. He actually put the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami as the author of this. But it was him who wrote this, but these are mainly by the help also of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Although Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote this Samskar Deepika, Satkriya Sardipika. These are all about different like ceremonies, rituals, vratas. But this is presenting completely not like the Karmakanda's like way of telling. Like usually, you know, people they follow all the sanskars, but they always like follow according to the Karmakanda section, or they're praying to certain demigods and like all these like different demigods. But in this like books, then it's Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he wrote actually like a full like chapter on this, explaining that only like all these vratas, all these ceremonies is only for Vishnu, like this, not for any demigods. So they're putting people in proper line, as real like Vaishnavas do. So this we are always following. When someone gets diksha, when someone performs like samadhi or like funeral ceremony or like birthday, like all these things, then we don't follow this Karmakanda, the smartest like writings, but following this, our Goswamis, this brought by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He also has written commentary on Krishna Karnamrita, we've heard. So our Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is one of the six Goswamis. They have fulfilled the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu to establish this Ragmarg in this world. This has not been given to this world since before Mahaprabhu. Now Mahaprabhu has come, Mahaprabhu has given this through our Goswamis and those, the Guru Parampara, under their guidance. We are in this family, and so we are very lucky to be in contact with this these devotees, and therefore today we are praying that truly they will make us progress more and become truly worthy member of this like family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vancha kalpataru yasya kripa sindhu yasya jagati tanam pavane vaishnava namo.
कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरति से नमः। जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Srinadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Jai Sarva Vishtabhata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajasari Madhishari Praneshari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Brajadevigan ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Tirubhav Titi Mahamahotsav ki jai, Jai Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. In Chaturmasya, Vrata is now running. Very lucky. Automatic Vaishnava's glories, remembering. And that way, possible, will be present there. Where? In their lotus feet near. Vaishnava's glories and Vaishnava are not difference. But all are never remembering, never respecting, no like other things, but not think Vaishnava and Guru Varga and God represented God as associations. So all Vaishnava appears and disappears, they come by force Guru Varga giving instruction and order, must be, follow that day. Not only feast, not only foodstuff, any flower, this and that. Externally, all arrangement, but this is necessary. But their glories, special, their activities, remembering and praying and crying and begging, this is best of life, that time of the day. Why? We'll be nearby God. God is looking. Oh, my followers, my near and dearest, they are respecting, glorifying, very happy will be. Radharaman will be very happy. Radharaman darshan, Radharaman service, Radharaman not happy. But Radharaman sevak, I am glorifying, serving them, following their footsteps, Radharaman very will be happy. All times forever. Today is, I am trying to remembering, Mahaprabhu in South India, first time meeting with them. Before Gopal is within parents, that time also, over world everywhere, everybody hearing Mahaprabhu's glories. Everybody know. How know? God Himself come in this world, then all bona fide and divine, all families spreading this sweetness. Automatic, until Prakasananda Saraswati, he is also telling, is insulting Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, they are remembering him. Look, spirituality, everybody is with his relationship. So now, telling, Mahaprabhu teaching, what? The Sakya Upasana? No. Sakya Upasana everywhere is possible, present. Families, sadhus, Rishi Maharshi, Tapasvi, Brahmasvi, all are following this Sakya Upasana. Vidhi Marga, Mahaprabhu says, Asarja Sitil Prame Nahi Mor Prita. Anywhere this Asarja, opulence, Vidhi Marga, there I am not happy. They are only bound, ruled and regulations. There are no love, duty only. Duty is only work, karma mishra bhakti. This is not is, there are no sweetness. By force is giving like fear. Bina bhaye, bhajan nahi hota. Bhaye se bhajan hota hai. So fear is, anybody is near, then they are thinking, oh, I am suffering, I am serving, following. must be will be good. But there is no love. Though natural love is anywhere, where? Within body, mind, with his blood, families, relatives, this and that. But not sweetness. So Mahaprabhu, first time, this sweetness, nectars, this parokya bhav, parokya bhave braje rasara prachar. Parokya bhave rasate ullas. Without parokya bhav, not ullas, no unlimited happiness, no gladness, no sweetness, no nectar. Vidhimarga ratajane sadhinata ratandane ragmarge karana pravesh. Raga vasavarti hoye parokya bhavasraye labhejib krishna pramavesh. Krishna prema not too easy vidhimarga ringing bell and doing archan and dressing and offering bhoga 8-5 times and following rule regulations, offering dandat pranam, yeah, cooking and offering. There are no love, only duty. Oh, telling Mahaprabhu Raghunanda Sambhad, Nana Upacharam, Pujanam Artha Bandhu. Duryodhana also, many things arranging. Oh, glorify Krishna. And many things cooking, arranging, and offering Pushpanjali. Many things doing. But after Sri Krishna, now I am arranging some nice food stuff for you. You come, please taking. Krishna says, no. Krishna complete neglecting, hating. So why not? Why taking your any things? You not agree with me anyhow. I am not hungry also. You have no love for me, I have no love for you. Also I am come for work agreement for, but you cannot accept. Then why I am accepting your anything? Not accepting. So many people is on choicefully, on desire with this, they try to offering and controlling God. Why not God will be pleased with me? I am doing austerity, like Ravan doing austerity, Hiranyakashipu doing austerity. The austerity has no any bhav and no any sweetness, no relationship. The austerity useless. Dryness coming. Also prouds coming. Too much heavy one mood and tension more increasing. They are not sweetness. So Mahaprabhu, this 4 months, Gopal not only, Prabhudananda Saraswati, Trimala Bhatta, Venkat Bhatta, other others, everybody is Mahaprabhu teaching this parokya bhav. What is parokya bhav? Parokya manasrestha var, over power, heartfelt touch, heartfelt love. What war power? Jasoda Mata has war power love. She is controlling Krishna. Krishna crying is there. Krishna waiting there. Krishna requesting, please take me lap. Oh, please give me your breast milk. Her love for Krishna crying. She has war power love. Not what take. All are doing now what take. Oh, he is great. I am now doing more, then I will be more great, more superior. How founder wonder? This is not possible, impossible, but impossible, possible, possible, not impossible. This is our victory. Jasoda Mata has this love. So this must not Mahaprabhu happy. Mahaprabhu says, Gopis has, Brajdevis has more than others. This sweetness, nectar, and this, there is attraction power. Krishna himself, he forget in Golok Vrindavan Vaikuntha, he forget, I am God. I am God, he forget. Raghupati Upadhyayani and Mahaprabhu asking, you following whom? He say, I am following Shruti Mapare, Shruti Mapare. Bharat Manne Bhajantu Bhavita Ahamiha Nanda Mande Jashyalinde Parabrahma. So coming Gokul Mahavan Nandavan, oh Naradisi is saying, oh Nanda Kimakurat Brahman Sraveva Mahodayam Jashyasya Mahabhaga Prapo Jashyas Tanam Hari. Ahadhanna Prajagoramanya Stanyam Ritam Pitam Atibate Muda Jasam Vibhu Vasataratma Jatmana Jatriptaye Adyapa Nalam Adhara. Oh, Dhanna. Lucky, Yashoda. Lucky this cows. Krishna going and chewing this and drinking the breast milk in cows also. Mother breast milk for Krishna crying. What Krishna say? Oh, Natutame Priyatama Atmajani Nasankara. No, by Atma Jatha Priyatamama Mama Gopijana Mama. Why Krishna like this? Praying and all time remembering and glorifying gopis. That gopi prem, not Braja prem, not Krishna prem, not Radha prem. This gopi prem. Brajadevis are, all Brajadevis continue, they like Krishna. They have love for Krishna. These things is Unnato Ujjal Rasam Sabhakti Sriyam. This Unnato Ujjal Rasa distributing for, teaching for, and that things purpose Mahaprabhu revolution starting, movement starting. Mahaprabhu first time Chaturmasya, first discussing with Ramananda Rai after Mahaprabhu starting this prachar. They are Asarja Prem, Vaidhi Marga, Archan Marga. But Mahaprabhu off, cut off. No, Mahaprabhu, this is not enough. This is very little, very small, impossible you crossing Maya. That Gopal, he is left in parents, he's come, Brajdham. Then Mahaprabhu sending his Uttariya Bahirvas, Asan, his cloth, Durkupin, everything. Why? Look at now. Draupadi, where is present? In by forces, Duryodhana giving order to Dushasana. He dragging and pulling and try to making naked in assembly front of Dhritarashtra, Karna, and Guru Dronacharya, Bhishma Pitamaha, front of all gents. Look how much qualified all. Headed. They are one headed. But there is try to naked, but nobody complaining. Not telling anything. How are these? At a time, she is crying and weeping and calling in Krishna. What doing Krishna? Krishna giving cloth. This cloth is not this much pieces, unlimited. Duryodhana, Dushasana and his Karna Shakuni, his all procession, all government and his assembly, after hopeless, after tired, and all full of all house and courtyard all full within cloth. Now no more room. Look, God gift. There is Maya. Disturbing Maya? Impossible. The Mahaprabhu say, oh, Gopal is king. I am giving my cloth. Krishna gave him himself Draupadi. But Mahaprabhu say, am I sannyas? My Uttariya, the Anurag. This Uttariya meaning, therefore, Chakra Thakur writing Anurag Ballari. This Bhagavatam sloka, this Pulindi Kanya, early morning, they are going on forest and jungle, looking top of grasses, Krishna's footprint, very nice kumkum and nice color. Oh, there is taking this, smearing this kumkum and all smearing forehead, head, face, all body are cooling and they are crying and melting and sweating and dancing. Radharani distance to looking, oh, how much they are lacking. I never taking this dust like this, never smearing. The Mahaprabhu saying this Anurag, which is Mahaprabhu coloring this all cloth. And he say, I'm covering this Krishna's feet dust with this, all covering my body. That, which purpose? Only Krishna looking. Srimati Radharani or Prasadevis giving this Anurag. This Parokya, Gopi Bhavya Gopi Prem, Braja Prem. So this Parokya Bhave Braja Rasera Ullas. So Mahaprabhu first is sending. Gopal Bhatta Goswami say yes. This is my Mahaprabhu direct is here. I am worshipping, I am keeping forever touching my head, and I am all time remembering and praying and offering pranam and respecting. Mahaprabhu after also many times giving an instruction. I am coming, soon coming. Mahaprabhu disappear after soon. He is worshipping this Damodar Sila. But Mahaprabhu says, I am coming. This Nishinga Chaturdashi day, fasting day and night. He is telling Nishingadeva's glories, explaining, hey Nishingadeva, you are coming for pillar to you appears, to my salagram to you not appears. Huh? Why not you appears? Why not you showing me your swarup? You are hiding. One Hiranyakashipu demon, he is front of you, come out and giving darshan, taking lap and licking within tongue. How much you have love for him? And not for me? Gopis are like this, they are ideal idea. Not like this, one cloth is come, therefore is crying, how can I'm wearing this and that? Therefore is appears, then very happy and dancing. This is like baby toy which is playing. One toy is like, now I am many looking, many person, Krishna book is making cartoon. Just now, few days before, one person came, two books is giving, nice, many songs writing, and making Krishna cartoon. Some red, some black, some white, some yellow, and making one cartoon, and giving some wings, and giving some thing. Like is, there is nonsense. But our Goswami is not like making cartoon, not make a drama. There has real love. Before I'm telling, Tasam Abhirbhut Suri Samyana Mukambuja Pitambara Dharasragi Sakshat Manmato Manmato. Anywhere these gopis present, gopis are crying and praying and gopis love for Krishna, not possible hiding. Krishna is near asking, why you are hiding? Say, I am looking your love and your affection, how much for me and what are you doing? Everything I am looking, I am joyful, I am very happy. I am not hiding, I am looking everything. I am really distanced to what are you doing. Now I cannot possibly hiding, I am appears. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami is near, he is appears. Why? Gopal Bhatta Goswami's service, how much? Or Mahaprabhu himself, he is telling, I am coming, I am appears, I will be continue, you are near, accepting your seva. He is come. So telling this cloth, this one, this much pieces, but Maya not possible is touching. All spirituality, everything is coming. Therefore, Guru Varga, what doing? Anybody coming to family, Rupa Sastakurya, his followers, all are telling, must be you are try to stay in temple and serving to God, then you wearing saprana. Without anurag, your service is not will be perfect. White cloth, not good. Why? There is neat and clean, fresh and green. White and quiet, everything is right. I am right. I am wrong, and you are telling, you are wrong. You are wrong. Court case. Big fight. I am white, I am right. I am clean. I am neat and clean. Fresh and green. White and quiet. I am all time is right. Guru Varga said, no. No, no. Only anurag. This is our needed and did final conception. Without anurag, without rag, Krishna will like anything. Therefore telling vidhi marga ratajani, rag marga bhakti jane, vidhi marga ratajani, Sadhinata Ratna Dhane, Ragmarge Karan Prabhis. This Onurag, my bhakti, Mahaprabhu there to starting, spirituality. And then Gopal learning, Prabhupada Saraswati, other than many, there to starting this hour, this Gaudiya Parampara. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati writing, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Satkesa Dipika, sannyas process. What is sannyas? Other any Goswami no writing. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami writing sannyas. Brahmacharis. Girastas rules. Brahmanthir Saskar. Shraddha Vidhi. Everything. Also, how doing bhajan, ladies, how gents. Until you have this feeling, I am gents. You have feeling, I am ladies. That time until you are following these rules. After you are above of this, everything, you are understand. I am Gopir Bhattu Padukamalaya Dasa, Dasanu Dasa. Then no need any instruction. One instruction, then is you are following this. Brajdevi's mood and footstep. He is glorifying and explaining everything. So today is his disappears the this Vrindavan Dham. It disappears meaning they continue forever in the Brajdham, eternal world Nitya Lila. So this Chaturmasya time continue remembering this Guru Varga. Jai Ho Radha Vinod Bihari Jyoti. Continue remembering them. This is our this Anurag Moi Bhajan Upasana Aradhana. Every day, every moment, this Guru Varga. What saying? Ichaya Gosai Jabe Brajakoila Bhas Radha Krishna Niptalila Korila Prakash. These six Goswamis came Brajdham. Now Brajdham is appears new. 5,000 years after. All Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Radharaman. Radharaman is Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan all combined. Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan said, Radharaman, you stay, I am going. I have many business, many work. I am going many places. He is now way of Dwarka. Jaipur, Karoli Jaipur, after Pushkar, Nathdwara, after Dakor, after Somnath, Dwarka. He is going, I am going Dwarka way. But Radharaman is staying forever. And Radharaman helping everybody. There is lotus feet, his chest, his face, three combined, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. All are present. Tower, good luck, this Samadhi place, Radharaman present. Every day, every moment, praying, Tadunuragi Jananugami, Nayat Kalam Ittu Upadesha Saram. This Anuragi Jananugami. Bhakti is, they are present. Prima Bhakti, they are present. Mahaprabhu, this Prima Bhakti giving for this Parokhya Rasa, is there to starting prachar and distributing. So now next, tomorrow hearing, go to Manande. Yeah.